Here's a classic case of someone retreating into music because everything else in his world seemed so difficult. Tom got his first guitar at 8, but he soon got so frustrated with it that he smashed the thing to pieces in a big temper tantrum. He got his act together a few years later, forming his first band at age 10. He later joined a punk band called TNT. He ended up being the singer because, well, no one else wanted to do it. And when he wasn't in class, Tom could be found hanging out in the music room. Tom's first song? A nuclear holocaust song called Mushroom Cloud. See, Tom got all freaked out by Cold War documentaries on TV, so that's why he wrote the song. And his first guitar hero? Brian May of Queen. Tom still loves the guitar solo in Bohemian Rhapsody. Colin Greenwood is from Oxford, England. Colin was the bass player in TNT, that punk band that Tom was in. His brother John is a couple of years younger, and if this makes any difference, he's colorblind. Thanks to an older sister who was into bands like Joy Division in the Fall, the two brothers got into music in their early teens. Ed O'Brien is also from Oxford. He's the tall one. In fact, when he was 14, he had a nice little sideline going as the provider of porn for the rest of his class. See, he was the only one tall enough to reach the top shelf where they kept the dirty magazines at the local newsstand. That made him very popular. Until the day one of the guys at the boarding school left a copy on his bed and ratted Ed out. Then there's drummer Phil Selway. He comes from a family of academics. Tom, Colin, and Ed met at the same private school in Oxford, a place called Albington. They started playing together in their final year. Three guitarists and a bad drum machine named Dr. Rhythm. Their first gig was at a friend's birthday party. This would be sometime in 1982, which means everyone was about 14 years old. Drummer Phil Selway was drafted from an Albington group called Jungle Telegraph to replace that drum machine. Oh, and by the way, Phil is also a decent tuba player. And his nickname is Mad Dog, because he used to be prone to big temper tantrums. As it turns out, the only days the guys could rehearse was Friday, so they became known as On a Friday. Colin's younger brother Johnny was at these practices, but not to play, but so that Colin could keep an eye on him, sort of babysit him. And after hearing him whine about wanting to do something in the band, everybody gave in and gave him a part in the group. He was about 13 at the time, while everyone else was 16 or 17. At first, On a Friday was really much all over the place. Johnny played harmonica, sometimes the recorder. Tom played keyboards. At one point, On a Friday featured an all-female horn section. At another time, there were three saxophone players in the band. They weren't very good, but at least they were having a good time. Between 1987 and 1991, On a Friday went on sort of an extended hiatus as all five members of the band went to different colleges. Ed O'Brien went to Manchester University. Colin landed a hard-to-get spot at Cambridge, where he studied English literature. Same with Phil, big English lit guy at Liverpool University. And when he got out of grade school, Johnny Greenwood enrolled in both the music and psychology programs at Oxford. And Tom? Well, Tom decided to take a year off before university. He spent some time selling men's suits, something that he really hated, so he got a job in a mental hospital before going to Oxford. And they all had jobs, too. Ed worked in a pizza parlor where physicist Stephen Hawking was a regular customer. And that was kind of weird because Professor Hawking ordered the pizzas himself through his computerized voice device. Ed later worked as a bartender, then in an old-fashioned tea room. Phil had a job as an editor at a publishing house that produced textbooks and academic works. He also did some teaching. Tom supplemented his income working as a DJ at the campus pub. And he was pretty good, too. His regular night was Friday, and he regularly attracted 1,000 people or more. It was here that Tom connected with a bouncer named Shaq, and they formed a band called the Headless Chickens, who ended up playing dozens of gigs before evolving into something called Flicker Noise. There was also another band called King of Thailand and then Shindig. Meanwhile, once a month, all the On a Friday alumni would get together and rehearse, and to plot what they might do once this school thing was out of the way. For about 4 years, On a Friday got together every Friday to jam on new stuff and occasionally commit stuff to a cheap tape recorder. By the end of 1990, they had about 15 original songs. Meanwhile, Colin, between his shifts at a local record store called Manic Hedgehog, was also the school's entertainment director, which meant he was free to book On a Friday in the school's pubs whenever he felt like it. And when school was out for the summer, On a Friday would continue to work to get the occasional gig. They'd also spend some time busking on the streets. It was somewhere around this